Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannes Ness, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the evening news for June 30th, 2024. Let's begin. Our first story comes from the Vatican, where Pope Francis has made a heartfelt plea to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, asking for the conversion of hearts that desire war. In his message, the Holy Father emphasized the dire need for peace and reconciliation in conflict-ridden areas around the world. He spoke passionately about the devastating impacts of war, particularly on innocent civilians, and called on all people of goodwill to join him in prayer. Pope Francis highlighted the power of prayer and faith in transforming hearts filled with hatred and violence. He reminded the faithful that the love and mercy of Christ can bring about miraculous changes, even in the most hardened hearts. His call to action is a powerful reminder of the Church's commitment to promoting peace and justice globally. Next, we turn to Indonesia, where a small island is set to become an international Catholic pilgrim destination. The island, known for its historical significance and natural beauty, is being developed to accommodate the influx of pilgrims. Local authorities and church officials are collaborating to enhance the island's infrastructure, ensuring it can support large numbers of visitors. The initiative aims to provide a serene environment for spiritual renewal and reflection, attracting Catholics from around the globe. The island's rich history, including ancient churches and religious sites, offers pilgrims a unique opportunity to deepen their faith while exploring the local culture and traditions. This development is expected to boost the local economy and promote cultural exchange, further strengthening the bonds within the global Catholic community. In the United States, an Ohio hospital system has offered clarification on its policy regarding medically necessary abortions. The hospital clarified that, while it upholds the sanctity of life, there are rare and specific circumstances where medical intervention is required to save the life of the mother. This clarification comes in response to ongoing debates and misunderstandings about the hospital's stance on abortion. Hospital representatives stressed that these decisions are made with the utmost care and ethical consideration, ensuring both the mother and unborn child's health are prioritized. The clarification aims to reassure the public and patients that the hospital is committed to providing compassionate and comprehensive care while adhering to its ethical and religious values. This move highlights the complex and sensitive nature of medical ethics in healthcare. Moving on to Africa, the Day of the African Child was recently observed in South Sudan. A Catholic official emphasized the Church's responsibility to ensure the safety and well-being of children. The official highlighted the numerous challenges faced by children in the region, including conflict, poverty, and lack of access to education. He called on the church and community leaders to work together to create safe environments for children, ensuring they have opportunities for a better future. The Day of the African Child is an important reminder of the need to protect and nurture the youngest members of society. The church's ongoing efforts include advocating for children's rights, providing educational opportunities, and supporting families. This year's observance also focused on the importance of mental health and trauma support for children affected by violence and displacement. Lastly, we look at the political landscape in the United States, where the first presidential debate of the 2024 election season is set to take place. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are among the key figures expected to participate. The debate will address critical issues facing the nation, including the economy, healthcare, and foreign policy. This event marks the beginning of what promises to be a highly contested and closely watched election campaign. Political analysts predict that the debate will set the tone for the upcoming election, highlighting the candidates' positions on key issues. Voters are eagerly anticipating the candidates' performances, which will likely influence public opinion and campaign strategies. The debate also provides an opportunity for the candidates to connect with voters and present their visions for the future of the country. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the morning news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all. and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed evening.